Menopause is a natural transition in a woman's life, marking the end of our reproductive years. While it's a normal part of aging, menopause can bring about various physical and emotional changes, including fluctuations in mental health. From mood swings to anxiety and depression, the hormonal shifts during menopause can take a toll on our mental well-being. On today's show, I'll share why cognitive decline occurs, along with 8 holistic approaches that you can adopt to restore mental health. So, friend, if you're ready to overcome menopause haze and the forgetful memory maze, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rakesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Hey friend, get ready for an extraordinary surprise. In just a few short weeks, brace yourself for an exclusive unveiling of a game-changing women's health program that will leave you thrilled and utterly transformed. Stay tuned for the big reveal that promises to elevate your well-being in ways that you never imagined. Have you ever been in the middle of doing something and then all of a sudden your mind goes completely blank? You can't remember what it is that you were getting ready to do or say. And if so, has your experience become more noticeable as you're transitioning through menopause? Well, I can relate and have definitely been there. Whether it's searching endlessly for my car keys or my cell phone, my inability to remember things became more noticeable during menopause. And so, according to the Alzheimer's Association, nearly 2/3 of those who are diagnosed are women, and that's 66%. And that is a great economic cost when it's really broken down, because it's estimated to rise to more than $2 trillion. And at the center of it all are women. And this is important for us to really address, because it's not only an economic threat, but women, we have a very powerful purpose that God wants us to fulfill in this earth. And so in order to fulfill destinies and purpose and vision and all the things that we need to carry out, we must be intentional about maintaining our memory, starting in our early midlife, as we're transitioning through menopause, because it not only affects us, but our families, our society, our economic health. It impacts many, many things. And so when it comes to our cognitive health, why is there a mental decline during menopause? Well, it can be attributed to various factors such as hormonal changes, psychosocial factors. And I want to break down some of the reasons why mental decline occurs during menopause. The first area has to do with hormonal changes. That's because menopause is characterized by a significant decline in estrogen and progesterone levels. And these hormones play a crucial role in regulating our mood, cognition, and overall brain function. And as estrogen levels decrease, our neurotransmitters such as serotonin and dopamine, which are essential for mood regulation, they become imbalanced, leading to mood swings, irritability, as well as depression. The next area has to do with vasomotor symptoms. So when we mention vasomotor symptoms, that means hot flashes, night sweats. These are common vasomotor symptoms that we experience during menopause. And they can disrupt our sleeping patterns. They can contribute to chronic fatigue, irritability, cognitive difficulties. And poor sleep quality can impair our cognitive function, memory, concentration, which leads to a mental decline. Another factor involves psychosocial elements. Because menopause is a significant life transition, sometimes it's accompanied by psychosocial stressors such as changes in our roles, our responsibilities, the dynamics of relationships, concerns about aging and body image. And these stressors can contribute to anxiety, depression, and overall mental distress during menopause. Another area involves chronic stress. The hormonal fluctuations and psychosocial stressors that are associated with menopause can trigger chronic stress responses within the body, which leads to dysregulation of the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis and increased production of cortisol, the stress hormone. And chronic stress has been linked to cognitive decline, memory impairment, as well as mood disorders. Another factor involves genetics and lifestyle. Genetic predisposition and lifestyle factors such as diet, exercise, and overall health status, as well as a previous history of mental health conditions, can certainly influence the extent to which we experience mental decline during menopause. So if you have a family history of mood disorders or cognitive impairment, this may put you at a higher risk. And the final factor to consider is changes in brain structure and function. And there's research that shows that menopause is associated with certain changes within our brain structure and function, particularly in areas that are responsible for memory, executive function, and emotional regulation. And these changes, combined with hormonal fluctuations and other factors, can contribute to cognitive decline as well as mood disturbances. So now that we have a foundation as to why mental decline occurs during menopause, I want to share 8 holistic practices that I incorporated and found them to be highly effective in improving and maintaining my memory. And so the first thing that I had to do to restore my memory is I had to prioritize self-care. And going through menopause, I needed to do this in order to nurture my mental well-being. This included getting adequate sleep. I had to go to bed on time. I had to maintain a balanced diet that was rich in fruits and vegetables and whole grains. I had to ensure that I was keeping my body hydrated as well as engaging in regular exercise. And exercise in particular has been shown to alleviate so many symptoms associated with anxiety as well as depression, because when we're exercising, we're actually releasing those endorphins and reducing stress within the body. And so I had to intentionally practice all of these things. And to this very day, I practice self-care daily because it helps me to stay balanced in my life. Even on the weekends when I'm really pulling away, I give myself a little bit more extra personal attention to help reduce the stress that's in my life. So that might include a sauna treatment. It might be disengaging from the digital world, doing something that I really enjoy, and just carving out that extra space to reduce the stress in my life by prioritizing self-care. The second thing that I had to do is I began exploring mind-body therapies. And so I incorporated things such as daily prayer, therapeutic massages, Pilates, meditation. And these are highly beneficial for managing stress and promoting mental clarity as we're going through menopause. And these practices really help me to connect with my body, reduce cortisol levels, as well as cultivate a sense of peace and calmness for me. And one of the practices that I do every morning is that I have a prayer rope that I use in my meditation. There are some people that use prayer beads, but I use a prayer rope, and the prayer rope that I have is made out of 100% black lamb's wool, which represents Christ, and it has several beads that are formed in small crosses, and it has a cross on the end, and I use this in my prayer meditation time. And so you can purchase your own prayer rope or your prayer beads. You can make your own. But what I do is that I sit comfortably so that I'm away from all of the noise early in the morning. I close my eyes, no distractions around, and I begin to focus on my breath. I do a quick body scan. I release any tension, and slowly and silently repeat a scripture, one word at a time, in alignment with the cycle of each breath that I'm breathing. And as I'm completing each scripture, I am touching and moving my fingers forward to the next bead. And then I'll begin to recite the same or different scripture verse or whatever comes to mind. If that's a word that God places on my heart, I might do that. But whenever my mind wanders off, I bring it back to that place of center by focusing on the scriptures as well as my prayer rope. So I do this for anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes in the morning. But the benefits of it are it helps me to hide and keep God's word in my heart. It helps me to practice scripture meditation daily. My focus and my attention is on God's presence. It helps me to be in a very restful, peaceful place. It quiets and stills my mind. And it just really is like an anchor to help harness my mind. And so it's just a practice that I enjoy and make that a part of my mind-body therapy practice every day. The third thing that I did is that I had to ensure that I was being socially supported, meaning that I was connecting with a healthy church family, with my friends, family, support groups, because these really provide a valuable source of emotional support as you're going through menopause. And one of the things that I have is a support group that I invite you to join. It's the Join My Feel Great Menopause Support Group, where you can connect with other like-minded women. You don't have to walk this journey alone, but it's a place where you can share your experiences, your concerns, your coping strategies with other women who understand and can help alleviate those feelings of isolation as well as boost your mood. And I'll be sure to leave that link in today's show notes. The fourth thing that I did is I incorporated herbal remedies. And so certain herbal remedies such as yerba mate, black cohosh, red clover, evening primrose oil, these have all been shown to alleviate menopausal symptoms, including mood disturbances. Now for me, I really enjoy drinking a yerba mate blend in the morning. It's a very warming cup of Unimate. This is exceptional for cognitive health and memory. And when I have my Unimate in the morning, my mind is sharper, my focus is increased, and my mind is actually energized for the entire day. Because sometimes at the end of the day, I may experience a little bit of that brain fatigue, but when I drink the Unimate in the morning, I don't have that experience at all. So it really helps me to totally overcome that. The fifth thing that I did to help restore and maintain my memory is that I practice stress management techniques, because chronic stress can exacerbate menopausal symptoms and negatively impact our mental health. And so I practiced techniques such as deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation or mindfulness to help me better cope with stressors and promote my overall health. And progressive muscle relaxation, this is a technique where you tense and then you relax different muscle groups in your body one at a time. And by doing this, you can release physical tension as well as feel more relaxed overall. And it's just a simple way to help reduce stress and promote relaxation. The sixth thing to consider is hormone therapy. Now, in some cases, hormone therapy may be recommended to help alleviate severe menopausal symptoms. This includes mood disturbances. Personally, I never had to go through hormone replacement therapy, and I truly believe it was because I adopted a whole food diet and changed many of the lifestyle practices that were beneficial to me. But in order to educate yourself about hormone replacement therapy treatment, to find out if it's right for you, I want to invite you to listen to podcast episode 185, where I share the differences between hormone replacement therapy and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. The seventh thing that I had to do is embrace holistic therapies such as acupuncture, aromatherapy, and massage. And with aromatherapy, I used therapeutic grade calming essential oils like lavender, sandalwood, and geranium. And geranium has been found to be highly beneficial for women to help them to manage their hormonal changes. 1 to 2 drops can be inhaled from a cloth napkin for immediate stress relief. Geranium is also helpful for dry skin. You can also add a few drops of the diluted oil in water during a relaxing hot bath. And these therapies are really aiming to restore balance to the body, to the mind, to address both physical and emotional aspects of menopause. And the eighth thing that I had to do is I had to prioritize my mental health. This involved setting boundaries, knowing that it was okay to say no to unnecessary stressors, and seeking out that professional help that I needed. Therapy is necessary, and it is okay to seek out the help that you need. My therapist has helped me to work through so many challenges through problem solving to really reduce some of the emotional stress, challenges, and changes that I was going through. So whether you seek out therapy through a counselor, psychologist, licensed therapist, this will be beneficial to your overall well-being. And menopause is a significant life transition for us as women, and it can impact our mental health in a number of different ways. And when I adopted these holistic approaches to self-care, seeking social support, exploring mind-body therapies, and really prioritizing my mental health, I saw the difference in how it began to restore my memory as well as help me to maintain my mental health as I was going through menopause. And so it's important to remember that as you are walking through this journey of menopause, that each woman's experience is unique. So what I find enjoyable or what I found worked for me, you may find a strategy that you enjoy that will work for you. But I just want to encourage you to find a holistic treatment that works best for your specific needs. And so, what strategies have you used to help restore and maintain your memory as you are transitioning through menopause? You can share what's worked for you by leaving me a voice message via Spotify. If there's a health topic that you'd like to hear on the show, you can send me an email by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. Be sure to share, leave a review, or subscribe to the show to receive notifications on all of the latest content. So let's wrap it all up. Mental health decline during menopause is a complex phenomenon that's influenced by hormonal changes, psychosocial stressors, genetic factors, and lifestyle choices. It's understanding these factors that can help you to develop effective strategies for managing your mental health during this transitional phase in your life. I'll leave you with Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you.
Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.